Yeah, Virgil Collins had some acreage back in the Devil's Mile, and only been inside the family for just a little while. He fell every tree and built the house where he raised his boys. And a man came into the holler, we didn't know his draw, with $250,000 and an offer for us all. Said the railroad wants to build, you'll never have to work again. And the road that he was traveling on was misery and loss, deserving jail, deserving hell, no one could stand the thought. Suitcase full of dollars from the belly of the rock, paper, ink, and sorrow, charcoal suit and all. And the boys looked for the father. After a couple days, they found a mountain deep gap. His body had been filleted, his hands tied to the ground, bramble growing out of his mouth. And the folks, they couldn't believe it or even understand how one single person could do this to a man. It had to be the devil, the man from the railroad, they said. 'Cause the road that he was traveling on was misery and loss, deserving jail, deserving hell, no one could stand the thought. Suitcase full of dollars from the belly of the rock, paper, ink, and sorrow, charcoal suit and all. Yeah, Millie lived in hogskin, my mom called her a seer. She only left to take the hogs to slaughter once or twice a year. She warned the people in town, the devil's walking around in plain sight. And they found her in the coal chute, with a belly full of dust. Her fingernails were missing, her teeth were full of rust. Her head was twisted back, and her name was signed on the dotted line. And the road that he was traveling on was misery and loss, deserving jail, deserving hell, no one could stand the thought. Suitcase full of dollars from the belly of the rock, paper, ink, and sorrow, charcoal suit and all. And the road that he was traveling on was misery and loss, deserving jail, deserving hell, no one could stand the thought. Suitcase full of dollars from the belly of the rock, paper, ink, and sorrow, charcoal suit and all.